went and had a party, but this week he had a bad day. He did. I mean, you have a bad day every once in a while, ever? Do you wake up in the morning and it's like, yeah. Never. Can you relate to, you know, the alarm clock going off or just the eyes opening and you say, I just don't want to adult today or student today or just be me today. I just want to throw the covers back over my head and go back to sleep. Well, that wasn't Peter Penguin. He woke up that morning. I think it was a Saturday morning. And the sun was shining. Beautiful weather. It wasn't like today. No ice. It was spring or summer or something like that. It was gorgeous. The sun shining through the room. He was so excited. Today, he got to play his favorite sport, which is soccer. All right. People have been paying attention. Yes. He loves soccer. So he was excited because he got to play his favorite game. No school. And he was going to go out and play with his friends. Soccer. And so he threw off the covers and he jumped out of bed and he landed on a piece of Lego. Have you ever stepped on Lego? Have you stepped on Lego? Yeah, I don't even need to ask. You've stepped on Lego, haven't you? If you've had kids or grandkids, you've stepped on Lego. Ouch! Ouch! He was, oh, and he was hopping. As penguins sometimes do, and even us humans, if we step on Lego, don't we? Oh, it hurt. But I'm going to go anyway. He limped out to breakfast. Said, Mom, is breakfast ready? I want to go and play with my friends. And Mom said, do you hurt yourself? And Peter's like, nope, I'm fine. He ate breakfast. And he ate it real quick because he wanted to get going. And after breakfast, his foot felt a little better. So he kind of waddled as penguins do. And he went out and to the garage and he grabbed his favorite sports ball, which is a soccer ball. And he put it under his wing and waddled away and off to the field he went. Oh, sore foot or not, he was playing soccer. And he got there, and all his friends were there. Joey the kangaroo, Sam and Samantha, the furry little squirrels. Yes, twins, right? You guys should know that. You named them. I'm trying to remember who else was there. Holly Hippo, Penelope the porcupine. Now, Penelope doesn't get to play sports when there's an inflatable ball, right? We understand that, right? And there was Gregory the duck, and everybody showed up. Francine the fox, Billy the badger, they were all there, all excited to play soccer. And off they made their teams, and Peter Penguin, well, he was a little sore, so he stayed. I'm playing fullback defense, he said. I can't run too much today. And Holly Hippo, she always gets the net, doesn't she? Yeah, that's not really fair for the other team, but that doesn't matter. And they were playing soccer, and they were having so much fun. And they were winning. I know you're not supposed to keep score. It's only in how you play the game, right? But it's fun to win, and they were winning by one goal. Peter's team, and he liked winning. Nothing wrong with liking winning. But here came Francine the fox with the ball straight at him. And she's fast, and she was darting this way and darting that way. And then there came Joey the kangaroo on the far side, and what was he going to do? Peter Penguin was all confused. Which way should he go? Should he stay with the ball? Should he cut off the kangaroo? Oh, Joey was fast, you know. And he was kind of limping back and forth, and he didn't. And then Francine shot the ball, but Holly stopped it. Woo! Everybody was holding their breath. Was it going to be a goal? No,
She blocked the ball, and then she put her foot on it, and boom! It's the end of the game. Yay, we won. But Peter's ball was broken. His favorite soccer ball was broken. He picked it up, and he stuck it under his arm. He waddled home. And, well, his friends were there, so he couldn't cry. Not allowed to cry in front of your friends, supposedly. Peter was a big boy. But he got home. And he walked in the door, and what did he say? He didn't say anything. He wailed, "Mom!" I'm having a bad day. And Mom ran up. "What's the matter, Peter? What's the matter? I'm having a bad day. Can't hear you. What's the matter, Peter? I'm having a bad day." "Yes, Peter, it looks like you are. Come tell me all about it, son." And Mom sat down on her favorite chair. And she opened up her wings. And she took Peter Penguin and she picked him up. And she put him on her lap, and she gave him a big hug. And she said, "Tell me about it." And you know what? Peter didn't even want to talk. Why? Because all he really needed was that hug. That made everything good. Sure, his ball was still broken. Sure, he still had a bad spot on his foot. But sitting in Mom's arms made everything okay. Today in adult church during the sermon, you guys get to skip it, but you had the best part already. We're going to talk about how to deal with bad things. Because, you know, you're sitting right next to you, Grandpa and Mom and Pa's, and I think everybody here has had a bad day. I think everybody here has had something go wrong in life at some point or another. How do we deal with that? Who do we go to? I mean, you get to go to Mom, Dad, Grandpas, Grandmas, Uncles, Aunts, right? You can go to a teacher. You have someone you can. But who do you think your grandpa goes to? Go ahead. Yeah. You know, there's the testimony right there. When things go bad, who do we turn to? Whose lap do we want to climb up on? And whose arms do we want to feel around us? And that's what we're going to talk about. How we engage God for comfort. Now, you guys get to go downstairs with Miss Susan. So, before you go, you want to come up and we'll say a prayer together. And then we'll let you guys take off. We'll miss you. But we'll let you go just the same. Should we hold hands together? Lord God, we thank you that we can be here. We thank you for youth ministry, and we thank you for young people whose hearts are full of you. We ask that you bless these people, these two young lovers of Jesus, and you fill them with your Holy Spirit in your name. Amen.